On Sunday and today, we're having shiurim in the yeshiva on the issue of free will. Rabbi Twersky began on Sunday learning the beginning of the Rambam on free will. The chief rabbi today will be focusing on the end of that chapter in the Rambam on the issue of God's foreknowledge and nonetheless the freedom of man. But to talk about the freedom of man and to read the stirring words of the Rambam at the beginning of Perek He, Reshut l'chol adam netuna, freedom is given to all of humanity, to every individual person, im ratzal lahatot atzmo lederech tovav liyot tzadik, if a person wants to incline himself to the good path and to be a righteous person, harashut biyado, and conversely, chas v'shalom, a person has the opportunity to freely choose, to act freely in life, and to be a rasha. The learning today in the yeshiva is dedicated in memory of Moshe Raphael Ben Chaim Meir and Golda Chaya Faye. As you know, Noam's grandfather, who passed away in Tavshin Samachay 6 years ago. I, of course, didn't know him, but I think it's important for you to know something about him. And I'll explain why, or it'll be self-evident after I tell you what I have learned about him. Born in Satmara, which we know as Satmar, in 1928, Moshe's father passed away, was killed in an accident, is that correct? And he grew up as orphaned from his father, raised by his mother in poverty, but in majesty, along with his six siblings, until the 1944. In May 1944, they were all deported to Auschwitz, and only two of the brothers survived. He was liberated from Auschwitz. And at the age of 17, he got his first new shoes. Is that correct? And those new shoes were shoes that he got having eventually reached the shores of what was then Palestine, known as Palestine, after being interred by the British in a detention camp in Cyprus. Those first new shoes of his were shoes that he got from the Haganah. He fought in the Alexandroni Brigade, was involved in the terrible bloody battle of Fallujah, and lived to see the birth of the State of Israel. In 1951, Moshe Feig came to Canada, where he was involved in two aspects of construction. The physical one, the construction business. The other one was to construct a future and a family and Jewish life after the great decimation of the Holocaust. And he succeeded in both. Sometimes, Rabotai, it's difficult to believe in freedom. It's difficult to believe that we are not so bound by the circumstances that are beyond our control, that our freedom is taken away from us. The stories, though, of Moshe Feig and people like him facing odds that are really beyond our comprehension and rising heroically above it to create life out of the valley of the shadow of death are inspirational to us and give us hope that indeed freedom is always possible. Hasidim say, and if your grandfather was from Satmar, a misnagid in Satmar, nonetheless, even the misnagdim, misnagid in Satmar, that sounds like the title of a very good novel or short story, right? Okay. Or poem. Nonetheless, he probably would have recognized what the Hasidim say on the Yahrzeit. The neshama should have an aliyah. The neshama should go up higher, and Am Yisrael should have a Yeshua, and Am Yisrael should have a salvation. The learning today, and specifically the siyum by two Canadians of a Masechta. You know that Manitoba is the province right next to Ontario. It's true, it's next to Saskatchewan also, but you know, what does Saskatchewan mean anyway? So the by two Canadians, one of whom is the grandson of Moshe Feig and a Talmud in the yeshiva, is an aliyah for the neshama, were it not for Moshe Feig and his construction of a new life, we would not have the day.